Chinese Braille. Chinese Braille, 现行盲文, literally current Braille, is a Braille system for the Chinese language, especially in the People's Republic of China. It is different from other Braille systems. One Chinese character is generally represented by 1 to 3 Braille cells, following its pronunciation in standard Chinese. Every Mandarin syllable is decomposed into 3 parts.Onset or initial, 声母, rhyme or final, 韵母, and tone, 声调. Contents. Section 1, symbols, subsections, onsets, rhymes, tones, and another subsection called symbols. Section 2, rules. Section 3, ambiguity.Section 4, two-cell Chinese Braille. Section 5, usage. Section 6, see also. Section 7, references. Section 8, external links. Symbols. Onsets. Pinyin B, that's the B sound, Braille, dots 1 and 2.Pinyin C, that's usually a th sound, Braille dots 1 and 4. Pinyin D, the d sound, Braille dots 1, 4 and 5. Pinyin F, th, Braille dots 1, 2 and 4. Pinyin G and Pinyin J.That's the G or the J sound. Braille dots 1, 2, 4 and 5. Reader's note, we're going to find out later how to disambiguate between the two, but these two pinyin letters do have the same dot patterns, and there are others. Pinyin H and pinyin X. That's H or X. That is dots 1, 2 and 5.Pinyin R, R, dots 2, 4, 5. Pinyin K or pinyin Q, that's K or T, that's dots 1 and 3. Pinyin L, L, dots 1, 2 and 3. Pinyin M, M, dots 1, 3 and 4.Pinyin N, N, dots 1, 3, 4 and 5. Pinyin P, P, 1, 2, 3, 4. Pinyin CH, CH, dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pinyin S, S, dots 2, 3, 4. Pinyin T,dots 2, 3, 4, 5. Pinyin Z, Z, dots 1, 3, 5, 6. Pinyin SH, SH, dots 1, 5, 6. Pinyin ZH, TH, dots 3, 4. Rhymes. Pinyin YeOr ye, ye or ie, dots 1 and 5. Pinyin e, yi or I, dots 2 and 4. Pinyin or wo, wo or uo, dots 1, 3 and 5. Pinyin er, r, dots 1, 2, 3 and 5. Pinyin WU or U, that's U, dots 1, 3 and 6. Pinyin AN, that's AN, dots 1, 2, 3 and 6. Pinyin WEI or UI, that is WEI, dots 2, 4, 5, 6. pinyin Y-A-N-G or I-A-N-G, sorry, Y-A-N-G or I-A-N-G, that's yang, dots 1, 3, 4, and 6. Pinyin W-A-I or U-A-I, that's Y, dots 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pinyin Y-U-A-N or dotted U-A-N, that's yuan, dots 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. Pinyin W-A or U-A, that's wa, dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pinyin O-U, that's O, I think. No, it's O, sorry. Dots 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6. Pinyin E-I, that's A. Dots 2, 3, 4, and 6. Pinyin Y-U-E, or dotted U-E, that's Yue. Dots 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pinyin Y-I-N-G or I-N-G, that's Ing or Ying. Dots 1 and 6. Pinyin Y-I-N or I-N, that's Yin. Dots 1, 2, and 6. Pinyin Y-A-N or I-A-N, that's Yen. Dots 1, 4, and 6. Pinyin Y-O-N-G or I-O-N-G, that's Yong. Dots 1, 4, 5, and 6. Pinyin Y-A or I-A, that's Ya. Dots 1, 2, 4, and 6. Pinyin W-A-N or U-A-N, that's 1, dots 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. Pinyin Y-O-U or I-U, that's Yo, dots 1, 2, 5, and 6. Pinyin A-I, that's I, dots 2, 4, and 6. Pinyin W-E-N or U-N, that's when, or un, dots 2 and 5. Pinyin W-E-N-G or O-N-G, that's wong or ong, dots 2, 5 and 6. Pinyin O or E, that's o or e, dots 2 and 6. Pinyin A-O, that's ow, dots 2, 3, 5. Pinyin W-A-N-G or U-A-N-G, that's Wang, dots 2, 3, 5, and 6. Pinyin A-N-G, that's Ang, dots 2, 3, 6. Pinyin A, that's A, dots 3, 5. Pinyin E-N, that's Un, dots 3, 5, and 6. Pinyin Y-A-O or I-A-O, that's Yao, dots 3, 4, 5. Pinyin Y-U or dotted U, that's U or E, dots 3, 4, and 6. Pinyin E-N-G, that's Ung, dots 3, 4, 5, 6. And pinyin Y-U-N or dotted U-N, that's Yun, dots 4, 5, and 6. Tones. First tone, that's ma, high level, dot 1. Second tone, that's ma, rising tone, dot 2. Third tone, that's ma, falling rising, dot 3. Fourth tone, that's ma, the falling tone, dots 2 and 3. Neutral tone, nothing. No dots. Symbols. Chinese full stop. Dots. Dot 5, followed by dots 2 and 3. Comma. Dot 5. Question mark. dot 5 followed by dot 6. Exclamation mark. Dots 5 and 6 followed by dot 5. Colon. Dots 2 and 5. Semicolon. Dots 5 and 6. Hyphen. Dot 6 followed by dots 3 and 6. Ellipses. Dot 5, dot 5, dot 5. Interpunct. Dot 6, dot 6. Left parentheses. Dots 5 and 6 followed by dot 6. Right parentheses. Dot 6 followed by dots 5 and 6. Slash. Dots 5 and 6, dots 5 and 6. Rules. Spaces are added between words rather than between syllables. Tone is marked only in case of necessity. It is represented immediately after the rhyme. The rhymes of the syllables z, ts, s, dr, ch, sh, r are not marked. So that's z-i-c-i-s-i-z-h-i-c-h-i-s-h-i-n-r-i in pinyin. Those rhymes are not marked. Example. 时间不早了, literally time not early, followed by the perfective particle le. Braille will be dot 1, 5 and 6, dot 2 and 4, and dot 2, dot 1, 2, 4, 5, dot 1, 4, 6, dot 1, dot 1, 2, dots 1, 3 and 6, dots 2 and 3, space. Sorry, I think there was a space before. I'm finding this very difficult to read because I am actually partially sighted. Okay, I'll start again. Dots 1, 5 and 6. Dots 2 and 4. Dot 2. Dots 1, 2, 4, 5. Dot 1, 4, 6. Dot 1. Space. Dots 1 and 2. Dots 1, 3, 6. Dots 2, 3. Space. Dots 1, 4, no, sorry, 1, 3, 5, 6. Dots 2, 3, 5. Dot 3. Space. Dot 1, 2, 3. Dot 2, 6. Dot 2, 3. Dot 2.
Section. Ambiguity. The onset pairs G and J, that's G and J, K and Q, K, Ch, H and X, H, S, each has the same dot pattern. This, however, leads to no ambiguity because the onsets J, Q, X, J, Ch, S, are only followed by rhymes which begin with I or U, dotted, that's E or E, while the onsets G, K, H, G, K, H, are never followed by such rhymes. Note that the syllable spelled in printed pinyin as J-U is actually a combination of J and what would be dotted U. That's D, not Ju. And is represented as such in Braille. Dots 1, 2, 4, 5, followed by dots 3, 4, and 6 for D. And then dots 1, 2, 4, 5, followed by 1, 3 and 6 for gu. Similarly, most rhyme pairs that have the same dot patterns do not cause ambiguity. There are only three pairs of syllables which are ambiguous. They are mo or ma, a or o, le and lo. None of them seems to cause real confusion. Whilst the Braille assignment does not cause much ambiguity, the rule of tone omission does. In practice, most tones are omitted, which leads to a lot of confusion. Nevertheless, this practice is barely reproachable because the representation of tone by an extra Braille cell is quite uneconomical. systematic indication of tones in the current system could lengthen the text by 50%. Section 2-cell Chinese Braille. A more delicate system known as 2-cell Chinese Braille, Hanyu Shuangpin Mangwan, was designed in the 1970s. It encodes all the information, that is, onset, rhyme, and tone, of one syllable in two Braille cells. Thus is at the same time unambiguous and economical. This new system is now used in parallel with the current system. Initial and medial is coded in the first cell. Phonal and tone is coded in the second cell. Initials in first cell. B, B, dots, 1 and 4. P, P, dots, 2, 3 and 6. M, M, dots, 2, 4, 6. F, F, dots, 2, 3, 5. D, T, sorry, D, dots, 3 and 4. T, T, dots, 2, 3, 4. N, N, dots, 1, 2, 3, 4. L, L, dots, 4, 5, 6. Oh, sorry, is that 4, 5? No, no, 1, 2, 3, sorry. R, R, dots, 2 and 4. No. 3 and 5, sorry. I've really got to get myself a Braille font that puts some visual means of indicating where the dots are and where they're not, because when there's a single Braille character right next to a load of printed characters, sometimes you can't really tell the difference between dots 2 and 4 and dots 3 and 5, because it depends how it's lined up. Anyway, G or J, gorgeous. Dot 1. K or Q, dots 1 and 3. H or X, dots 4 and 5. ZH, dots 1 and 4. CH, dots 1, 3, 4. SH, dots 1, 2, 4. Z, dots 1, 4, 5. C, ts, dots 1, 3, 4, 5. S, ts, dots 1, 2, 4, 5. Y, dots, I think that's 2 and 4, or it might be 1 and 3. Just check the alignment very carefully. I think it's 2 and 4. W, 2 and 6. Y, 2, 5 and 6. And actually, I'm going to just check the Unicode values of that dot glyph. No, sorry. Y, 2 and 5. W, 2 and 6. Y, U, 2, 5 and 6. Not 2 and 4, sorry. The zero initial consonant is represented by dots 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Medials. I, that's E, is dot 5. U, that's U, is dot 6. And U with dots, that's E, is dots 5 and 6. Initials that use dots 5 and 6 themselves cannot have medials. I is used to distinguish between GKH and JQX. If I.5 is present, then it's JQX. Vowels in the second cell. A, dots 2, 4 and 5. That's A. E or O, that's O, dots 2 and 5. AI, that's I, dots 1, 2, 4, and 5. AO, that's AL, dots 1, 2, and 5. EI, that's A, dots 3 and 4. OU, that's AL, dots 1 and 3. AN, that's AN, dots 1, 2, 4. ANG, that's AN, dots 1, 4, and 5. en, that's an, dot one. Eng, that's ung, dots 1 and 4. No vowel, dots 1 and 2. Dots, just check what that is. Dots 2 and 5 is o, that's o, o, after b, p, m, or f, b, p, m, f. Otherwise, e, that's u. No vowel, question mark, or no dots. This is a translation uncertainty from the Chinese original. No vowel or no dots is u, that u, after b, p, m, f, b, p, m, f. Tones. Tone 1, ma, add dot 3 to the second cell. Unless the second cell already contains dot 3, that's a or ao, o, sorry, in which case add dot 5. Tone 2, ma, add dot 6 to the second cell. Tone 3, ma, add dots 3 and 6 to the second cell. Unless the second cell already contains dot 3, that's the a and the o again, in which case add dots 5 and 6. Tone 4, ma, and neutral tone, no change to the second cell. Note that there is ambiguity between tone 4 and neutral tone. This should not cause trouble in practice. Special representations. R or R. Dots 2 and 5 followed by dot... No, sorry, sorry. Dots 3 and 5 followed by dots 2, 4 and 5. R. Dots 3 and 5 followed by dots 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Dots 3 and 5 as a suffix means the R hua, the R colouring. Dots 3 and 5 followed by dots 3 and 6 is used as an R hua in mid word. Reader's note, the ahua is mostly in the Beijing dialect, although it is used once or twice in standard Mandarin. It's nothing to worry about, really, if you don't know what it is. I've heard many Chinese say that you can do without it. Shi, on its own, S-H-I, that is the word is, to be, is dots 1, 2, and 4. As a suffix, it is dots 3 and 5, and elsewhere it's dots 1, 2, 4, followed by dots 1 and 2. The sound that occurs in the first half of EI and the second half of YE, that's the E sound, is represented by dot 5, followed by dots 2 and 4. YO, the YO sound, is dot 4 followed by dots 2 and 4. The exclamation O is dot 6 followed by dots 2 and 4. Resolving common homophones, ta, the word ta can be he, she, or it. And readers note the Chinese characters are different, but it sounds the same. If the character is the character for he, then we write dots 2, 3, and 4, followed by dots 2, 3, 4, 5. If the character is the character for she, we write dot 4, dots 2, 3, 4, dots 2, 3, 5, 6. If the character is the character for it, then we write dot 5, dots 2, 3, 4, dots 2, 3, 5, 6. I proceed she with dot 4 and it with dot 5. I'm not entirely sure that's correct. I'll fix that later. The dot patterns are correct, but proceed she with dot 4 and it with dot 5 is not a correct comment, because the dot patterns themselves are are different. It's not just the prefix. Zai. This word zai can mean at or again. If it's the character for at, then we have dot 1, dot 4, and dot 5, followed by dots 1, 2, 4, and 5. If it's the character for again, then we have dot 4, dots 1, 4, and 5, and dots 1, 2, 4, and 5, i.e. proceed again with dot 4. Sure, is, the meaning is, by itself and as an ending is dots 1, 2, and 4, but if it's sure, that is thing, dots 1, 2, and 4, followed by dots 1 and 2. Now, readers note, in the Beijing dialect, when it means thing, it's actually spoken with a slightly heavier accent. I'm not actually a native Chinese, so I'm not doing it 100% properly, but I'm trying to bring it out a little bit. But in some regions of China, these two characters really are identical. De. For the grammatical particle, for example, water is my chair, that de, write dots 3 and 4, with spaces before and after. For the adverbial particle, for example, 很快的来, he came quickly, that de, comes after a verb, write dots 3 and 4, followed by dots 2 and 5, with spaces before and after. And for the other de particle, which is often used to do with getting and seeing, and kandajen, that de, we write dots 3 and 4, followed by dots 2 and 5, with no space before, but with a space after. Other combinations. For syllables ending in, use medial I and the ending an, that's en. For ing, the ing ending, use I and the eng ung ending. For un, that's ending un, use u and then the en ending. And then if you use u and the eng ending, it gives an ong ending, ong. For an N ending, use EN, un. Ong can be dot 6, followed by dots 1 and dot 5. Iong, I-O-N-G, that can be dot 5 and 6, followed by dot 1 and dot 4. Digits, use the standard Braille number sign, that is dots 3, 4, 5 and 6, followed by, for digit 1, dot 1. For digit 2, dots 1 and 2. For digit 3, dot 3 and 4. For digit 4, dot 1, 4 and 5. For digit 5, dot 1 and 5. For digit 6, dot 1, 2 and 4. For digit 7, 1, 2, 4 and 5. For digit 8, 1, 2 and 5. For digit 9, 2, 4. And for digit 0, 2, 4 and 5. I'm sure I've seen that before somewhere. Punctuation marks. Comma, dot 5. Stop, dot 5, dot 2 and 3. Question mark, dot 5, dot 3. Dun hao. Readers note, the dun hao is a special kind of comma used to set off items in a list in Chinese. It's only used between list items. It's not used as a normal comma. Dot 4. Quotes, dots 4 and 5. Colon, dots 3 and 6. Semicolon, dots 5 and 6. Apostrophe, dot 5, dot 5, dot 5. Title quotes. Readers note, title quotes are quote, special kind of quote marks that are put around titles of books and things in Chinese. If you're quoting the title of a book, you're supposed to put title quotes around it. Dot 6. Dot 3. and dot 6. Exclamation mark, dots 5 and 6, dot 2. The reference at the bottom of the page has some Chinese rhymes to help remember the above. Usage. The China Library for the Blind, that is, 中国盲文图书馆, reader's note, it's not literally translated blind people, it's literally translated China Braille Library. The China Library for the Blind, 中国盲文图书馆 in Beijing, has several thousand volumes, mostly published by the China Braille Press, that's 中国盲文出版社. Let's check that. Yeah, that's correct. The National Taiwan Library has a Braille room with a postal mail service and some electronic documents. See also Cantonese Braille. References. www.braille.ch/pschin-e.htm, but note the dots are missing from some of the U's on that page. J. Grotz, G-R-O-T-Z, The Necessary Reform of Chinese Braille Writing. Rehabilitation, Stuttgart, 1991, August 30th, 3, pages 153-5. Abstract available at www.ncbi.nlm.nah.gov/ent-rez/query.fcgi?cme=db=capital P lowercase ub capital m lowercase ed ampersand list underscore uids=1947424 ampersand dopt=abstract. I just find it on the text page and click on it if I were you. To sell Chinese Braille, article in Chinese, www.bx1664.com/article/sort01235/sort01238/sort0400/43237.html. www.languagehat.com/archives/003051.php. benetech.blogspot.com/2008/10/china-braille-press.html. southernlibrarianship.icaap.org/content/v10n01/chen_c01.html. External links. Omniglot Braille for Chinese, www.omniglot.com/writing/braille_chinese.htm. And there's lots of links to other versions of Braille of other countries as well. Categories Braille and Chinese language. End of recording.